okay, I have 11% battery. Let's see, 10% now. Let's see if I can do this freaking theory before my battery runs out. Probably can, because I don't think there's too much to talk about. This might be a mini whiz, but we're talking about freaking JFK. Potentially the biggest and most well-known conspiracy theory of all time. You know, let's just cut to the chase because everyone already knows what these conspiracies are. So I guess this will be a mini whiz. But we all know, like, okay, there's some people who are like, oh, it was Russia, it was it was communist. Some people are like, oh, it was CIA. Oh, some people are like, oh, it was mafia. But I have a different theory. You probably already see it in the title. Unless you just, you know, have me on the good old queue and you don't even know what I'm going to be talking about until I talk about it. But still. So I was listening to this JFK podcast, it's not all about the JFK podcast, but they went over it, over some of the series. And I read through the lines, I read through it all, and now I've seen the truth, the actual truth. So here it is. As it says in the title, JFK 1. Or he either was or was very, very suspicious linked to communism. And that's what happened. They thought he was a communist. This was during the height of the Red Scare. And, you know, JFK is doing all this stuff. He's doing the freaking trying to de-escalate the Cold War. He's trying to get out of freaking Vietnam. He's trying to de-nuke the America, saying like, okay, we need to have a nuclear arms act. He's putting his feet and toes into the Civil Rights Act. He was trying to have peace with the Soviet Union. He was trying to do a nuclear test ban treaty. And, you know, he was really well-liked. Oh, let's say, for example, the whole Bay of Pigs thing. Like, where he was like, I don't want to help. You know, I don't want to send in air support, you know, if you guys get caught. And they got caught. So, you know, all these things is need suspicion where people are like, what the heck? Oh, that's weird. Oh, he's doing something else. Oh, that's kind of weird. Oh, he's doing something else. That's kind of weird. Oh, he's doing something. You know, each time they're getting more and more suspicious. And who knows? Maybe they had evidence. Maybe they didn't. But my theory is still that they thought he was in bed with the communists. So they were like, we need him out. We need him out. He's getting a little too much. Getting too cocky. We gotta save our nation. You know, it's better red than dead. So what did they do? They freaking killed him. We already have all the theories that Lee Harvey Oswald was part of the CIA, or like, you know, he was like paid off or whatever. Or maybe there are multiple shooters or whatever. He was the fall guy. But I know the reason why now. It was 100%, 1000%. They thought he was communist. Or they thought he was a sympathizer. Especially during, and probably the whole Vietnam thing, like him trying to get out of Vietnam, trying to stop the de-escalation of the nuclear arms and blah, blah, blah. They were like, we need him out. So that's what they did. They got him out, and they put in the next dude in charge, Lyndon B. Johnson. And lo and behold, he gets into office. Like 50 days later, the Vietnam War escalates even further. They're like, no, we're not getting out of this. And they do whatever, some freaking bullcrap, I guess. I don't know. I'm not fully sure. I didn't look too far into, like, how they found the excuse to go back on it and say, no, actually, we're going right back into it and going even harder. But, yeah, 1,000%. That's what happened. You heard it here first. People are going to have their theories later in life and be like, whoa. And you might be going like, wait a minute, but why did they let this out? Well, it's the same reason as any reason. You know how bad it would sound if they're like, yeah, it turns out our president was a communist. So he was in bed with the Russians. Sure, yeah, but we killed him. At least we killed him. No, they'd be like, what the heck? We can't trust anything. This shows a lack of our nation's strategy. I can't trust us anymore. But they've all been off. So yeah, they kept it quiet, and they still keep it quiet because it would just look super, super bad. Like, I don't think there's any
point in time where they could actually say it. I don't think there's any point in time, unless, like, you know, we're fully goody two shoes with the Russians fully again. Well, I don't know about again, but just fully, like, you know, good. Because any time you release that you either thought or, let's say, he actually was, they had, like actual proof, 100% proof that he was, that would look bad. It'd be like, dang, they did it. They could do it again. Maybe they already have. Who knows? It would lead to too many questions, too many people questioning everything, too many people not sure of anything, too much paranoia, da 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 da. So they keep it all quiet. You heard it here first. I read through the lines. Shibari's wisdom, I'm an oracle, so it was true. It's 100% fact. And yeah, now you know. I'm hoping to now get my high promotion. We're like, oh wow, Shibari, he's like a detective. He knows too much. You know what? We're going to put him in the CIA now, and we're going to make him president. So when you see me president, just know that it was either because I'm freaking amazing or because of this one moment. You never know. You never know. And I'll never tell. Because either way, it's good marketing for me, you know? Get those conspiracy people running. We're like, oh, man, Jabari's going to make it. We trust him. And get the people who are like, oh, man, Jabari's trustworthy. And it'll, you know, you'll always be talking about me, no matter what, because there'll be the conspiracy people who are super deep in and be like, hey, don't you listen to this podcast? You know, what are the chances? Oh, he's playing it off like he was just joking. He's still playing it off even now he's president, but well, just listen to his words. Well, you guys are always, I'll always be on your mind, and then I'll win a second turn. Yep. Right here first. Yeah, many ways.